party, reminisce with my old friends.
Welcome back to the Saturday Splash.
We're splashing in today. We've got a very special guest, Erin Brownlee. She's the program coordinator for gardening education at Greenville County Rec, and she is here today. We're going to talk about community gardens and some opportunities we have in Greenville for community gardens. So, hey, Erin, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Greenville Rec is starting a community garden program.
That is true.
Let's hear about it.
Well, we're really excited about our new program. It is a fully supported program, so we're opening not only the gardens for the public to use, but we also have a educational series that will go with them. And as the coordinator, I will be available to help our gardeners reach their full gardening potential.
That's really cool. So what is a community garden?
A community garden is actually any place where people come and garden together. So we have several already here in Greenville County. We have ones that are associated with nonprofits, with religious institutions, schools, and also various neighborhoods. What we didn't have was a public community garden like ours that we're starting.
That's great. So tell us about where these gardens are. How do we get involved? What do we do? I've never gardened before. How do I? This sounds intimidating.
Oh, no, no, no. You shouldn't be intimidated. We're starting the program with just two gardens, one at East Riverside Park and one at the Pavilion.
Okay. And what part of town are those in?
Those are both on the east side of town. We selected those because we had land readily available and we have a dense population there. A lot of people are moving in, especially with Michelin and BMW on that side of town. We actually have had a number of people come from other countries and other states and have spoken to me and said, well, you know, where's a garden I can join? And we have a lot of people who live in multifamily housing over there. So we're getting started there and we're going to hopefully expand the program around the whole county.
That sounds like a really cool opportunity if you live in an apartment or a small house or don't have a yard of your own or...
Maybe your yard is all shady and you don't have any sun.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. So you're in this community garden and you are co-gardening with others.
It's a little bit different. Some gardens, it's more communal. This one, you are gardening alongside others. And so each person who joins the garden will be assigned a 4x8 foot raised bed. It's about 12 foot deep.
And 12 feet deep?
I'm so sorry. 12 inches deep.
I was like, wow, think of all the carrots I could grow. How awesome would that be?
That would be insane. That would be really crazy. So each bed is 4 foot by 8 foot and 12 inches deep. And you can choose to have more than one bed if you like. We've had some people already sign up for two. And you will be gardening next to others, but the things you grow in your bed are for you alone. Unless you choose to share, will of course be welcome.
Okay, so if I wanted to grow a bunch of tomatoes and Lynn wanted to grow a bunch of beans, we could share or we could have our own plot.
That's right.
That's cool.
I have had people request to be next to a friend.
Oh.
And they've decided that they're each going to grow some different things and then share with each other during the season.
Oh, that's very neat. I love the idea. Maybe we'll do that, Maddie.
That sounds fun.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, so when does this program start and how do I get signed up?
We actually have registration going on now. We are already about 20% full at each garden. So people were really wanting this here.
Okay, great. Now, is there a registration deadline?
There is not a deadline. We'll have ongoing registration. You can go to greenvillerec.com to register. And you will. The gardens will actually not open even until April 1st. We will be building them soon, and we will start the educational series in January of 2017.
So even if I didn't know anything about gardening, I could get my own little garden plot, and then I could learn about it before it's even... I was wondering, because I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, it's getting ready to be cold and everything. This doesn't seem to be the time to be starting a garden.
Right.
But that's because it's not.
You can actually garden here year round. If you come by the Pavilion, we have a large demonstration garden out back. I was just there this morning and I harvested an enormous basket of green beans, some bok choy and a bunch of jalapenos. And I have things that I will keep going mostly year round. We have some cabbages and things that will actually, and onions and garlic that will stay in the ground and we'll harvest them in the spring. However, we do think that people will be most ready to to garden in the spring. Mm-hmm. After you've had a winter and you're getting tired of winter and you are ready to get out there again. And so I'll start the educational series in January so that everyone knows what they need. What kind of plants do they want to grow here? What does best? Where are some places they can get them? And we'll also have some seed giveaways and a giant kickoff event. So we were going to wait to do the registration, but so many people were asking for it now that we decided to go ahead and
plan ahead. Yeah. How much does it cost to have a plot?
It is $50 per year for one 4x8 raised bed.
Wow, that seems really good.
Includes the classes. Well, we know we're not doing this to make money.
Right.
We're doing this to provide a service to our community. Greenville Rec has a lot of different recreation opportunities, and this is just another one. This is something that anyone can do. You can be older, younger. We actually, at the pavilion specifically, we have the Boundless Playground, which is a playground where people with all different kinds of abilities can play together. Children in wheelchairs can come out and play with their friends. And so we're actually putting in some specially designed beds so that we will have the Boundless Garden there and people with different abilities can garden together as well.
Love that. If I want one of these plots and, you know, I go on Greenville Rec and I register and everything, I'm getting a raised bed, but will it be ready to plant or do I have to provide my own potting soil or how does that work?
We are filling our beds with organic compost from Atlas Compost here in Greenville and organic topsoil from Southern Mulch. And so when you go to your bed in April, it is ready to go. Water is included. We'll have on-site composting. We'll have several water spigots in the garden, and it will be fully fenced.
Oh, I feel like I need to make the drive over for this. This sounds like a dream.
And the one, I think the one you said that's over kind of near the Greer area, that's on Super Road. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah. Super Road near Greenville or Riverside High School.
God, I can go and tend my garden plot and then go get whatever else I need at the new Lowe's Foods
exactly.
Over there. It's just right down the road.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. So this garden series that you're going to do, is that open to the public or do you have to be registered for a plot?
That's a great question. The series will be open to the public. It will be $5 per class to the general public. However, if you've registered for a plot, that's included in your fees.
Great. Do you have a schedule for that? Do you know what night it's going to be?
I think we're looking at Tuesday nights. We don't have the official schedule out yet, but that will be also posted on GreenvilleRec.com.
Cool. That's really awesome.
And that's going to teach people pretty much everything they need to know, soup to nuts, about gardening and what types of plants grow here and everything.
Exactly. It's actually based on the American Community Gardening Association's sustainable gardening curriculum. And so it will teach you everything you need to know to be successful in the garden, including pest control. Our gardens will be organic only practices. In addition to that, I'll actually be teaching sustainable gardening practices, which goes a step further.
That's really cool. So do you have any tips for our listeners now on sustainable gardening or organic gardening while we're getting ready for the spring?
One of the things that I really focus on is using plants to attract beneficial insects that you want to bring to your garden. They'll help take care of some of the pests for you. Trap cropping is something I always do. So
what is that? I have never heard of that.
A trap crop is a plant that you put that attracts a bug that you don't want on a different plant. And so you sacrifice one plant.
It's a decoy.
Example, I always plant amaranth with my cucumbers because cucumber beetles like cucumbers, but the thing they like even more is amaranth. And amaranth is such a tough little plant that the cucumber beetles can devour every leaf on it and it'll just make more leaves and it will actually still produce seeds, which is great because those seeds are very nutritious and we can harvest them.
I'm getting ready to sign up. Sign me up for your classes because I have raised bed gardens at home. And I have about that much. I have two 4-foot raised bed gardens, but I tell you, cucumbers this year and squash bugs. Squash bugs were my nemesis this year.
This was a particularly rough year for a number of bugs. We had a fairly mild winter last year, if you recall. Mm-hmm. And so we had some record numbers of bug problems. Leaf-footed bugs were all over the tomatoes at the end of the season, and they're still out there. They're all over my sunflowers right now. Squash bugs were a problem. Squash vine borer was a big deal. And that's something that we'll talk about, strategies to deal with that as well.
Maybe we can hold you over and keep you on for the next segment and we can talk about some of that stuff. I'm very interested in this whole trap gardening thing.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to, we talked about permaculture on a past episode and making nature work for you.
Exactly.
Why not? That's how it's worked for a very long time.
I'd be happy to. And right. I'm really excited about how we're going to plant the perimeters of the gardens as well with some beneficial plants to attract beneficial insects.
That's perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, we're here with Erin Brownlee, the program coordinator for the Gardening Education Program with Greenville Rec. And you are tuned in to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.